Janelle Monáe works the cotton fields under Confederate masters, while a modern-day author, also Monáe, is haunted by visions of slave brutality. The two timelines are in the trailer and the logline, so we keep waiting for the modern-day portion to arrive. Instead, we spend the first 40 minutes on the plantation for a sluggish stretch of hard-to-watch slave torture. This shift should have happened 10 to 20 minutes into the movie to better hook us into the premise. By the time the M. Night Shyamalan-style twist arrives, you'll wish it had been executed with better pacing. Can we get a tighter director's cut by Halloween? Until then, I'm WTOP film critic Jason Fraley, giving Antebellum a creative but oddly structured 2.5 out of 4 stars.